Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jennifer Nielsen of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talking beef marketing with Jennifer in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with 1 goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at lazye.com. We're talking today with Jennifer Nielsen. Jennifer, let's talk about what your priorities are as we go through the second half of 2022, look into the new year of 2023 as well. One thing I know that you're paying a lot of attention right now is what's going on in the mind of consumers and how that maybe is different from a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Consumers post-COVID, we have learned that one of the key things that they're doing a lot different is shopping online, as we all know and have heard. And so one of the things that we're spending a lot of time with is learning how do you get in front of them, and as they're doing their online shopping, they're putting beef in the cart. And so we've been working with national programs, big brands such as Sam's Club, Walmart, Costco, Kroger, and even McDonald's and DoorDash and things like that, so that we can really take advantage of an online platform when people are making choices for their protein and helping them be enticed to buy beef.
Is beef, it's what's for dinner, still viable, you think?
Absolutely. In fact, we've done some research over the last 5 years or so, and we've seen that Beef It's What's for Dinner is a top-tier brand. In fact, 67% of all consumers finds that brand to be recognizable. And what's interesting about this is that what is important about brand? Well, what we find is that consumption, it directly correlates with brand recognition with Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. So we know that by investing in this brand and being upfront with our brand is driving the purchase of beef. When you look under the hood a little bit, though, with the brand recognition, we've recently discovered that over time, the 18 to 34-year-old category has less awareness of that brand. In fact, it's in the low 40s. And so we're starting to turn our attention to not only expanding the awareness and keeping that equity broad scale, but how do we really get into the hearts and minds of the younger generations so that they can continue to pick beef as we all do as the older population. So very important. And one of the things that so many of you have heard of already is the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 at Daytona International Speedway. We've done that the last 2 years and are just about to announce here at the end of August that we're doing it a third. Some of that work is really all around how do we get more on broadcast and how do we create awareness of that brand and help people to have fandom for beef.
You've mentioned the fact that those younger consumers maybe not quite aware of Beef It's What's for Dinner, but same token, you've really put a lot of resources into those electronic platforms, the social media platforms, to try to target consumers to enjoy beef.
That's right. So, one of the reasons we believe that brand awareness has somewhat been depleted over time is that with all of the sophisticated ways that we market now, it allows brands to get very targeted with their communications. And so we have done just that. And what we're learning is that we need to be targeted and we also need to go broad so that we're really hitting, it's a yes and, you know, we're doing both of those things instead of just being targeted with specific consumers. That's good, but it's not enough. we need to do both. And so some of the work that we're doing, not only with the Beef 300 at Daytona, but in addition to that, our work with Tony Romo as a spokesperson is another way that we're not just engaging through a campaign, but now using a spokesperson that has appeal broadly and with the younger generation so that we can get into the hearts and minds of more people.
NCBA's Jennifer Nielsen. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 30 happening from Winnemucca, Nevada, all this week, the 1st through the 5th of August. Tuesday, August 2nd, they'll be featuring cattle from regions 3, 4, 5, and 6, feeder steers and heifers. Video Royale will be starting each day at 10 a.m. Central Time from Winnemucca, Nevada. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.